الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel yes you are watching the early echo as we come from South Africa from the city of Johannesburg alhamdulillah rabbil alamin yes dear viewers alhamdulillah we thank Allah azza wa jalla who is our creator our sustainer our provider cherisher and nourisher the master of the day of judgment the owner, initiator, and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the peace of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and his blessed and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai aine noor. Tera sab gharana noor ka. In today's episode and program, we are going to be discussing the virtues and the blessings of a very beautiful city in the world. And this city is none other than the honorable Makkatul Mukarrama. Let's listen to the beautiful hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to durood and sending salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, we would listen to a beautiful kalam. And as per routine, we would move towards our discussion. The merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith that the closest person to me from amongst the people on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me in the world. Subhanallah. So let's get together and recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salli ala nabiyyina صل على محمد صل على شفيعنا صل على محمد صل على حبيبنا صل على محمد صلي على حبيبنا صلي على محمد وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو جان ہے وہ جہان کی جان ہے وہ جہان کی جان ہے تو جہان ہے پڑھیے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی حبیبنا صلی علی محمد گلیوں میں گھوم خاک مدینہ چوم کر آنکھوں سے ہم لگائیں گے, آج نہیں تو کل سہی. پڑھیے صلی علی نبینا, صلی علی محمد, صلی علی حبیبنا, صلی علی محمد, صلی علی شفیعنا, صلی علی محمد. آمد مصطفیٰ ہوئی روشن زمانہ ہو گیا, آمد مصطفیٰ ہوئی روشن زمانہ ہو گیا, جن کے حضور ہو گئے ان کا زمانہ ہو گیا. پڑھیے صلی علی نبینا, صلی علی محمد, صلی علی شفیعنا, صلی علی محمد, صلی علی حبیبنا, صلی علی محمد. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers, inshallah, I'm quite excited as we are going to be discussing about the city of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of his blessed birth, Jihan, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in the sacred city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. What are the specialities and the virtues mentioned in the Quran about Makkah al-Mukarramah and mentioned in the blessed ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Makkah al-Mukarramah? We would be, inshallah azza wa jalla, listening to those virtues and blessings and increasing our desire to go to Makkah, inshallah azza wa jalla. For those who have been there, Allah azza wa jalla aapko baraha wahan pahunchaye aur pyara pyara Makkah aur Madina dikhaye. Let's inshallah azza wa jalla listen to a beautiful kalam. We will return just after this amazing and beautiful kalam. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madina. Madine jaane walon jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walon jao jao fi amanillah. کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں, مدینے میں. طیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا. ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش, ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش. جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا, جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا. طیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا, سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا.
یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے, یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے. دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا، دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری، سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری، ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا، ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں، پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں،
کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا، کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری، سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری،
ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا، ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت، حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت،
جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا، جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا، عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا،
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا، جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر، اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر،
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا، لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں
نغمہ میرے نبی کا، تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گن گنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا۔
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ۔ ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز، دس واز حسنین اتاری سلمہ الباری ہو واز ریسائٹنگ اینڈ سنگنگ دا پریزز آف دا بلیور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ود ہز ملوڈیس وائس الحمد للہ۔ اینڈ وی ہیڈ دوز مناظر اینڈ ویژولز آف مکہ المکرمہ سبحان اللہ۔ یو نو دا ایکسائٹمنٹ رائٹ ناؤ ڈیئر ویورز فار مینی پیپل آؤٹ دیئر، آؤٹ آف دوز تھاؤزنز اینڈ ہنڈریڈ آف تھاؤزنز آف پیپل ہو ارائیو دیئر ایٹ دس ویری مومنٹ، پرہیپس you know performing tawaf of the holy kaaba. It could be people there right now, you know, consuming and drinking the beautiful zamzam water. Allahu akbar. There could be people on sa'i at this very moment, and they are chosen from amongst billions of people throughout the globe. Allah azza wa jalla hame bhi wo makkah aur madina dikhaye. Its virtues and specialities have been mentioned not only in the blessed ahadith, but even the Quran highlights the virtues and the blessings of Makkah, مکہ المکرمہ۔ ڈیئر ویورز سبحان اللہ، ان ون ورس آف دا ہولی قرآن پاک، ان سورہ آل عمران ورس نمبر 96، آل مائٹی اللہ عز و جل ہیز سٹیٹڈ ان دا ہولی قرآن پاک، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم،
ان اول بیت وضع للناس للذی ببکہ مبارکا وہدا للعالمین۔
انڈید، the first house which was established as a place of worship for the people is the one which is in Makkah. لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ، it is the one which is situated in Makkah al-Mukarramah, meaning the Holy Kaaba. مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ، blessed and a guide to the entire world. Allahu Akbar. This has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. If you open the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak in the commentary Siratul Jinan, you would learn that, of course, the scholars have written that the Holy Kaaba is the first place of worship for the people that was ever built on the face of this earth. In Sahih al-Bukhari, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that the blessed Kaaba was built 40 years before Baytul Muqaddas. Moreover, Baytul Ma'mur is the Qibla for the angels, which is situated directly above the Kaaba, which is in Makkatul Mukarrama. This is the Qibla and the Kaaba for the angels, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So from among the specialities, it has been mentioned that it is the first place of worship, and Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam faced towards the Qibla to offer salah. Secondly, it was built as a place of worship for all people, whereas Baytul Muqaddas remained the Qibla for specific people within a specific time. Performing one virtuous deed by the Holy Kaaba in Makkah al-Mukarramah, in the Haram Sharif, performing one virtuous deed, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is this place that it is equivalent to performing 100,000 virtuous deeds. Allahu Akbar. If a person does one good deed, he will get the reward equivalent to 100,000 virtuous deeds. Subhanallah. Furthermore, performing its Hajj had become fard upon the Muslims. It is a place of peace. Hajj has always been performed only for the Holy Kaaba. Though Baytul Muqaddas remained as the Qibla, but never in the history of Islam tawaf was made or Hajj was performed of Baytul Muqaddas. It has been declared as a place of peace. Allahu Akbar. And many signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla are witnessed and seen in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Just as the Holy Quran Pak has spoken about this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar, there are not one, but there are many other ayat of the Holy Quran Pak that speaks about the dignity and the honor about Makkah al-Mukarramah. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad, wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. Listen to the verses of the Holy Quran Pak. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I swear by this city. By which city? It is the city of Makkatul Mukarrama. That because, O beloved, referring to the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are present in this city. So Allah Azza wa Jalla takes an oath on the blessed city of Makkah. Why? Because, O my Habib, O my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are present in this city. Now in this verse, subhanAllah, the Mufassirin Ikram, the commentators of the Holy Quran Pak have consensus over the fact that the city of which Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken an oath about in this verse is no other city, but it is Makkatul Mukarrama. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. So though Makkah has not been mentioned in this verse, but it is referred to as Makkatul Mukarrama, as the scholars and the Mufassirin Ikram have consensus on this. Simply why? Because, O my Habib, O my beloved, you are present in the city of Makkatul Mukarrama. In fact, Amir al-Mu'mineen in the hadith, Hadrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. You are so dignified in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath only on the name of your blessed life and has not taken an oath on the lives of the previous Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. You are so dignified in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that your qasam is being taken in the Holy Quran Pak simply because you reside in Makkatul Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. So if Allah Azza wa Jalla takes an oath of Makkah, it's simply because you reside there. And this was never done for any other prophet before you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Moreover, your rank and your status is so elevated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that He has sworn an oath of the soil of your blessed feet through this verse. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, this is of course the maqam and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has also been mentioned via this verse. Look at the maqam of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the city which he resides is also beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that city is so fortunate that Allah takes an oath on that city simply because our Aqa and our Master reside there. Now, this was mentioned in the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. We have listened to just two verses right now, okay? Alhamdulillah, that speaks about the dignity and the status of Makkatul Mukarrama. There are much more, dear viewers. Let's open the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn about Makkah. Firstly, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, لا يدخل الدجال مكة ولا المدينة. Makkah and Medina are those beautiful and amazing dignified cities that Dajjal would never be able to enter into these cities, Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. The Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in another beautiful fragrant hadith has stated that the one who had the intention of performing Hajj or Umrah and he passed away in the very same state, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will resurrect him on the Day of Judgment in such a way that there will be no accountability for him, nor would there be any punishment for him. Is there any virtue like this for any other city in the world, dear viewers? That Allah Azza wa Jalla will pardon all your sins and you are freed from the punishment through His rahmah and His mercy. Allahu Akbar. There will be no accountability if a person had set on the journey of Hajj or Umrah with this niyyah, of course, and he passed away. This is the virtue and the blessings of these two cities, dear viewers of the channel. Especially Makkatul Mukarrama. Another narration states that بُعِثَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the Day of Judgment, he will be resurrected with the people of peace. Allahu Akbar. He will be resurrected amongst the people with peace on the Day of Judgment. If he had died in the city of Makkatul Mukarrama or Madinatul Munawwara. When others would wake up with anxiety, with the horrors of the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will resurrect such a person with peace and harmony. He will be resurrected with people who would also wake up with peace. Subhanallah. So these are just two ahadith that we have heard right now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, yet there are so many other blessed ahadith that, you know, highlights the virtues and the blessings of Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. Listen to this beautiful narration of Hazrat Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He has narrated that it is mentioned in the blessed Torah. There are four heavenly books. There are four books revealed from the skies. From amongst them is Torah. He says it has been stated in Torah that on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will send 700,000 angels to the earth, and each angel would have a golden chain with him, and they will be commanded to tie the Holy Kaaba with those chains and bring or present the Holy Kaaba on the plains of Mahshar on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. These angels will descend by the Holy Kaaba and they will tie the Holy Kaaba with those chains. 700,000 angels that will tie the Holy Kaaba, and then it will be said to the Holy Kaaba, proceed, O Kaabatullah, now proceed. The Holy Kaaba will reply, I will not proceed until my request is not fulfilled. Allahu Akbar. One angel from the heavens will proclaim, ask and your desire will be fulfilled. Then the Holy Kaaba will humbly say in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept my intercession in the favor of those believers that are buried near me or next to me. Allahu Akbar. Then the Holy Kaaba will hear a voice from the unseen that I have accepted your request. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala states, then those buried in Makkatul Mukarramah will be resurrected. Their faces will be white. They will be reciting the talbiyah, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, and they will gather around the Holy Kaaba in the state of ihram. Subhanallah. Just ponder and reflect over the fact that these people that are buried in Makkatul Mukarramah will then gather around the Holy Kaaba whilst reciting the talbiyah in the state of ihram. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, Allahu Akbar. As they will be reciting the talbiyah, their intercession will be accepted, dear viewers, as the Kaaba will intercede for them. And now it will be said to the Holy Kaaba, proceed. Once again, the Kaaba will proclaim, I will not proceed until my request is not fulfilled. For the second time. Allahu Akbar. Then one of the angels from the heavens will proclaim, ask for your desire and your desire will be fulfilled. So the Holy Kaaba will then say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, your sinful servants who collectively came to me from far away places, leaving behind their families and their houses and everything. Allahu Akbar. And they perform the rites of Hajj as per your commandment out of devotion and passion and love for beholding me and your obedience. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, I ask you to accept my intercession in their favor as well. Allahu Akbar. Grant them peace from the anxiety of the day of judgment and gather them around me as well, just as you have gathered those around me who have been buried near me. Then one angel will say, O Kaaba, there are also such people amongst them who would have committed sins after performing tawaf. Though they performed Hajj or Umrah, they performed the tawaf, but they contaminated their virtuous deeds with evil ones. Allahu Akbar. So the Holy Kaaba will say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, though they remained persistent upon those sins, they repented, but they continued sinning and sinning. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, accept my intercession in their favor as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala states, then Allahu Akbar, when the Kaaba will say that, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, accept my intercession in the favor of those people, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, O Kaaba, I have accepted your intercession in their favor as well. Then the same angel will proclaim, whosoever beheld the Holy Kaaba separate from others. Allah Azza wa Jalla will gather all all those people around the Holy Kaaba as well. Their faces will be bright and white, and they will proclaim the Talbiyah, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, whilst performing tawaf, having no fear for the hell. The angels will again say, O Kaabatullah, now proceed towards Mahshar, proceed towards the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then the Holy Kaaba itself will recite the Talbiyah, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, wal khayru kulluhu biyadayk. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. As the Kaaba and those around the Holy Kaaba in the state of Ihram whilst making tawaf, and their faces will be bright, dear viewers of Madini Channel, whilst they have no fear in their heart for the hell or for anything, in this state, in this way, the Holy Kaaba will be dragged and taken to the plains of Mahshar, where the accountability will take place. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Why is the Holy Kaaba so attractive, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Ki ek banda wo hai jo dunya bhar ka sair kar sakta hai, lekin baraha agar ek aashik se ab poochhe to wo wahi zikr karega aur kahega ki dikha di ya ilahi wo Madina kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. Though the unfortunate people who could afford to travel the world not once but many a times, but such people, when they are asked as to which country would you desire to travel right now, he would tell you Makkah and Medina. Wo umre hi pe jana chahta hai, haj hi karna chahta hai. Why this is the state? There is another beautiful narration, dear viewers, which I would love to narrate at this moment. It has been stated in a narration in Tafsir Baghawi, is a reference of this beautiful narration, that when Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam's throne flew near the Holy Kaaba, and as we all know that the jinns and birds and wind and everything was subservient to Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So when this had happened, when his throne flew near the Holy Kaaba and his army that accompanied him as well, so the Holy Kaaba said and cried in the holy court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, a prophet from amongst your prophets passed by me but did not descend towards me. Allahu Akbar. He did not come near me. An army from amongst your armies as well have passed by me, but none of them came and descended towards me. And the Kaaba began to cry, Allahu Akbar. When the Holy Kaaba cried, upon this Allah Azza wa Jalla said, do not cry. I will make your Hajj fard upon my bondmen. They will rush towards you just as birds would rush towards their nest. Allahu Akbar. And they will come crying and running towards you just as a she-camel runs towards her child. I will make the Holy Prophet, who is the most beloved, who will be my final and akhri Rasul and Messenger, I will make him be born in your city, and people will flock and come running towards you, O Makkah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this dua of the Holy Kaaba, or this wish and desire of the Holy Kaaba, had been accepted, that to date, subhanallah, how people from throughout the world would gather under one roof, from throughout the world, different nationalities, different background cultures, different race and different languages. Allahu Akbar. When you look at the Arafat, and when you see for as far as your sight could see, there is only one gathering in the entire world. Yani sari duniya mein is tarah ki gathering aapko kabhi nahi milega. You would never find a gathering like this, dear viewers. It can only be sighted in Makkatul Mukarrama. It reminds you of Mahshar, crying for the sins, making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For as far as your sight could see, you would see people and people. And this sight reminds you of the day of reckoning, the day of judgment, as you and I, we all will be accountable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Where else would you ever see a sight like this? Subhanallah, whereas millions of people gather and they worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, cry for their sins, ask Allah to better their lives, so on and so forth. This could only be seen in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So today, if people are rushing and going towards Makkah, it's because Allah Azza wa Jalla promised Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah Azza wa Jalla had promised the Holy Kaaba that people would rush towards you just as birds would rush towards their nests. People would come crying towards you. Why do people cry there? It's because Allah Azza wa Jalla said this to the Holy Kaaba. People would come towards you whilst crying, weeping, just as a she-camel runs towards her child. Now, let's listen to more specialities and virtues about Makkah al-Mukarramah, dear viewers. Firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is born in Makkah al-Mukarramah. The first verse which we recited, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Allah Azawajalla takes an oath on the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarramah simply because the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resides in Makkah al-Mukarramah. The fact that Allah Azawajalla has taken an oath on Makkah al-Mukarramah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most beloved of Allah Azawajalla, is also born in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Hadrat Sayyiduna Allama Qutbuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala states, prayers are accepted at the blessed place of the birth of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jaha aapki viladat hui hai, subhanallah, where the blessed birth of our aqa, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken place, du'as and supplications are answered at the place. Even to date, jo log wahan jaate hain, jinko pata hai ki wo jagah kahan hai, wo wahan ja kar ke duaen mangte hain. In fact, though the actual place of the birth of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been transformed and turned into a library. If you go there, you would see Maktabatu Makkatul Mukarramah. It is the library and the Maktab of Makkatul Mukarramah. But that is the actual place of the birth of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, scholars of Islam have stated that they have seen and witnessed the Noor of Allah Azza wa Jalla descending from the skies upon the place of the birth. And Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take place there as well. Lots of people attended the Mauludun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that would take place exactly today where the library is built. Aaj bhi wahan aashiqani rasul jaate hain, salatu salam ke nazrane pesh karte hain, duae mangte hain, and duas are accepted at that place, dear viewers. If Allah azza wa jalla has honored you to go again, inshallah, do not forget to go there and supplicate, not for yourself alone, but for the ummah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at large as well. Makkah is that place, dear viewers, where our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had started propagating Islam at the very first. Allahu Akbar. He began inviting people towards Islam in Makkah al-Mukarramah. The Holy Kaaba is in Makkah al-Mukarramah, where tawaf is performed and is the place where the whole world faces when performing salah. Can you imagine? It is the central point of the world, the central point of the world, and sari dunya ke log jahan jahan musalman baste hain, namazein padte hain, subhanallah, they would face towards one direction, one qibla. Allahu Akbar. Now let's listen to another hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the virtues of the Haram Sharif, Makkah al-Mukarramah itself. He says, whosoever performs the rounds of a tawaf, yani jo tawaf kare, and keeps count of them and then offers two nafil prayers. Zahir se baat hai, tawaf karne ke baad, he keeps count of it and then he offers two rakat of nafil salah. This will be equivalent to freeing one slave. Hi, 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 hi. This will be equivalent to freeing one slave, and moreover, 10 virtues are written for every step taken whilst performing tawaf, and 10 sins are removed and his rank is elevated by 10 times. Allah, 10 sins forgiven, your rank is elevated by 10 times, 10 virtues are written for you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the reward is that you are going to be given the reward of freeing a slave for performing tawaf, keeping count of it, and just performing 2 units of nafil salah. Yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, in another hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whosoever performs the 7 rounds of tawaf of the Holy Kaaba and does not partake in any indecent talk, then this will be equivalent to freeing one slave in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In fact, in another hadith, which is in Tirmizi Sharif, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whosoever performs tawaf of the Holy Kaaba 50 times. How many times, dear viewers? 50 times he will be free from sins like the day he was born from the womb of his mother. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, whoever performed 50 rounds, meaning tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, subhanallah, subhanallah, He will be free from sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla will pardon all his sins just as the day he was born from the womb of his mother. This is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon those who go for Hajj, who leave their families behind. What do you get there when you go there? This is what you get, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Who would not want their sins to be forgiven? Look at the sauda, look at the deal. Just by performing tawaf of the Kaaba, those sins which we have committed, Allahu Akbar, if those violations had been done to the people of the dunya, people would not forgive each another so easily and quickly. But your Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla, is willing to forgive his rights that you and I may have violated. May Allah forgive us. May Allah shower mercy upon us. But he is so Ghafoor Rahim. He is such a merciful Rabdi of viewers of Madani Channel. He is our merciful Lord, our Creator, that he pardons those sins. If we could have done these actions for his pleasure. So there are numerous blessings beyond imagination for those who go every year, and for those who have not been there as yet and they desire to go. Never stop trying, making dua and asking others to make dua for you to go as well. Don't stop trying, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, your turn would come and Allah Azza wa Jalla would take you there as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, And this is a beautiful hadith, subhanallah, subhanallah. He says that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, offering salah in my masjid is better than offering 1,000 salahs in any other masjid. Of course, besides Makkatul Mukarramah. So offering one salah in the masjid of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better than offering 1,000 salahs in any other masjid. And then he says, offering salah in the Masjid-e-Haram in Makkatul Mukarramah is better than offering 100,000 salahs in any other masjid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So Masjid-e-Haram is in the blessed city of Makkatul Mukarramah, where offering one salah is equivalent to offering 100,000 salahs, dear viewers. It is only Makkatul Mukarramah. It is only the city of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even born. Allah azza wa jalla hame sab Madina Makkah dikhaye. A poet had said so beautifully, Kaabe ke dar ke saamne mangi hai dua faqat. Kaabe ke dar ke saamne مانگی ہے یہ دعا فقط ہاتھوں میں حشر تک رہے دامن مصطفیٰ فقط ہاتھوں میں حشر تک رہے دامن مصطفیٰ فقط. May this be the state that until the day of judgment, we do not leave the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We be obedient to Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Zamzam ki baat karein, hai Safa Marwa ki baat karein. Should we speak about the mountains around Makkatul Mukarramah? Should we speak about Hajar-e Aswad, which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had kissed as well? In fact, whilst narrating the virtues and blessings of Abe Zamzam, the water of Zamzam, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in the hadith, the water of Zamzam is for every purpose that it is drank for. Allahu Akbar. If you drink it for the purpose of cure, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant you cure. If you have drank the water of Zamzam with the intention of protection, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant you protection. If you drank the water with the intention to just quench your thirst, Allah Azza wa Jalla will quench your thirst. Those who narrated this blessed hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even stated, whenever Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, whenever he would drink the water of Zamzam, look at the dua he would make. He would say, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, I ask you for beneficial knowledge. And this is what we should also ask for. Ask for beneficial knowledge. Knowledge that will benefit us in this world as well as in the hereafter. And increased sustenance and cure from every illness. حضرت ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما would make this dua whenever he would drink آب زمزم. So if it is drank for protection, Allah will grant you protection. If it is consumed for cure, Allah will grant you shifa. And this is proven from the hadith of the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کیا کسی اور پانی کے حوالے سے اتنے فضائل کبھی آپ نے سنا ہے؟ Have we ever heard the virtues of any other water in the world just as we have heard about Zamzam water? Dear viewers, how fortunate you are as a Muslim. Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted us so many blessings. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Hajar Aswad, the black stone, and Maqam Ibrahim are also in the city. And they are also from amongst the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Safa and Marwa is of course from amongst the signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Let's learn something about Hajar Aswad. Yeah, Hajar Aswad hai kya? What is the stone? We have heard many stories about Hajar Aswad. We have heard narrations as well. Let's further increase our ilm and knowledge and information regarding this. It has been mentioned that Hajar Aswad is a heavenly stone. Hajar Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim are two heavenly rubies. They are two heavenly rubies. Originally, they were very luminous and bright. Allah Azza wa Jalla has hidden their noor and brightness. If Allah Azza wa Jalla had not done so, then they would have illuminated the entire east and west. And this information which I present to you as well has been narrated in the books of Ahadith. In fact, it is mentioned in Tafsir Na'imi, dear viewers of Madani channel, when the black stone was put into the wall of the Holy Kaaba, exactly where it is situated right now. Just then, Sarkari do Alam sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the chiefs of different tribes got together as per the command of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this stone was then fitted on the Holy Kaaba. Its light spread far and wide in all four directions. Wherever the light reached, that part was said to be the boundary of the Haram, in which hunting is prohibited. The day it was fit, the light illuminated all four corners and all four sides, and until wherever the light had reached, that was declared as the boundary of the Haram in which hunting is prohibited. The black stone was originally white. It has now become black due to the hands of the sinners. Allahu Akbar. So it was luminous, it was bright, it was white, and due to the excessive sins of people, the color changed into black, dear viewers of Madani channel. There's also in Tafsir Na'imi, in another narration, it has been mentioned that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had kissed it. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed Hajar Aswad, that stone, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, "Oh Hajar Aswad," he speaks to the stone and he says, "Oh Hajar Aswad, I know you are a stone, unable to give benefit, no loss. Had my Aqa and my Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not kissed you, I would have never kissed you too. But I would kiss you simply because I seen my Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing you." So Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu also kissed Hajar Aswad. And there are many other narrations, dear viewers of Madini channel, how Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam brought that stone and came for his father, upon which he, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, stood upon and built and erected the Holy Kaaba. How the stone would elevate him to higher positions when he would place the bricks of the Holy Kaaba, dear viewers of Madini channel. But this is also a heavenly stone that came from Jannah, just as Hajar Aswad. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in another narration has stated that on the day of judgment, this stone will be raised. It will have two eyes from which it will see. It will have a tongue from which it would speak. And it will give testimony on the day of judgment in the favor of those who kissed it. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, ab jahan se bhi is program ko dekh rahe, mashallah, from the UK, from South Africa, from Lesotho, from Mozambique, from Zambia, Zimbabwe, pay attention to this subhanallah from throughout the world, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given this amount of authority and knowledge and ilm to a stone. To a stone, dear viewers of Madani channel, that our Aqa and our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tirmizi Sharif in volume number 2, he says that Allah will grant two eyes from which it would see and a tongue from which it will speak, and it will give testimony in the favor of those who kissed it. If a stone has the ability to give testimony, then why can't our Aqa and our Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam perform shafa'at in intercession for us on the Day of Judgment? Allahu Akbar. If he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said in a hadith, the one who has witnessed my grave, I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. Why can't this be true even if he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is resting in his Mubarak and blessed chamber and grave? If the stone could see those millions and billions of people who kiss it, can't our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam also witness which ummati is coming to see him and which ummati is not coming to see him? This knowledge and this ilm has been given to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The poet says so beautifully,
جو ہو چکا ہے جو ہوگا حضور جانتے ہیں جو ہو چکا ہے جو ہوگا حضور جانتے ہیں تیری عطا سے خدا حضور جانتے ہیں.
So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, recite lots of durood and salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make dua through his blessed wasila. May Allah azza wa jalla accept all our du'as and forgive us without any accountability on the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, be back with another episode and program. Stay with us, inshallah, and keep watching the upcoming programs. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And yes, I leave you with the slogan of your Da'wat Islami. It is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi.
Allah, Allah, Allah.